This is Mike Simonson in Superior. Donation fatigue from natural disasters is being blamed for local charities falling short of their holiday goals here. The Salvation Army collections are down 15%. The Solid Rock Homeless Shelter is off by 50%. Shelter Director Millie Roundsville says these are hard times for the working poor, and the holidays make it even tougher.
Especially when you're homeless and in shelter programs, feeling the need to have to do the gifts and things for your family and not having the means to be able to do that.
Making the shorter worse, Roundsville says demand has tripled at its food shelf in the past 3 years.
This is Glenn Moberg in Wausau, where the Salvation Army kettle drive fell just short of its $300,000 goal after 6 weeks of bell ringing. Local United Way campaigns in Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point fared better, but fundraising lagged in Wisconsin Rapids. Just a week ago, they were $70,000 short, but a last-minute surge closed the gap to $30,000, so there won't be any allocation cuts this year. Up north, Ruth Sproul of the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry is disturbed that some well-off people don't believe in charity.
We get a lot of questions of, well, do those people really need it? Do we really have hunger?
Coordinators say we do. The food pantries are all serving record numbers of people in north-central Wisconsin.
I'm Patty Murray with a look at year-end donations in northeastern Wisconsin. After a slow start and a shortage of bell ringers, the Salvation Army of the Fox Cities met its Red Kettle goal. The Green Bay Salvation Army is still $100,000 short of its goal, but there is still time to make tax-deductible charitable donations. Givers have until Saturday, the 31st, to make donations for this tax year. Another major charity is also hoping for last-minute gifts to come in. The United Way of the Fox City says it is on track to meet its fall fund drive goal of more than $6 million. A spokesperson for the United Way says people in northeastern Wisconsin haven't neglected local needs despite a string of natural disasters this year.
This is Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire. They're still tallying all the numbers at the local Salvation Army, but so far it was a good year. Christmas donations surpassed the $100,000 goal. Last year, bell ringers raised $79,000. As usual, this year there were lots of $1 donations, but one red kettle had 10 $100 bills stuffed into it.
This is Steve Rysom in La Crosse. Despite having a shortage of bell ringers, the Salvation Army of La Crosse exceeded its red kettle campaign goal. Salvation Army Development Director Wendy Frankie says some bell ringers had to be hired since there weren't enough volunteers to go around. Nevertheless, over $126,000 was raised, and that is $3,400 more than the goal. Frankie credits generous businesses, the shopping rush right before Christmas, and heightened media attention for this year's success.
This is Dane Melby reporting from Madison, where responses have been positive and organizations report reaching their fundraising goals for the year. In Dane County alone, there are more than 2,000 not-for-profit organizations competing for charitable giving dollars. The Ronald McDonald House Charities mentioned that competition as a cause of some donor fatigue, but they did in fact reach their holiday goal. For the Madison Community Foundation, 2005 has been a generous year, and the Vice President of Donor Relations is hopeful the Katrina Relief Act will provide additional incentives for giving.